Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Okay, Texas Field at Hot Springs, South Dakota. It's the final Friday night of the summer. And we walk in on FM 107.7, 85 online at JapRat.com. The Hot Springs Bison come in at 2-2 on the 2-0 record at home. The opponent tonight, the Lakota Texas Tonkas. They enter at 0-3 on the season. And a program in Lakota Texas is now 4 years old. They have yet to win their first high school football varsity game. On the other side of that, Coach Kramer's squad, well, they went all the way to Skip last year in Vermillion, came away with the 11B title. A lot of those guys, though, graduated last year, an entirely new squad. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the pregame show coming up with Coach Kramer getting his comments. But tonight, trying to get to 3-2 above 500 and jockey their way up in those PowerPoint standings. Last check, 14th and 11B, top 16. Get to the playoffs. It's all about seeding, though, and a chance to just get a win here and stay on the right side of 500. This is the Chaffron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll step aside for some up on KBCY and online at JapRat.com.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chaffron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chaffron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chaffron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chaffron or online at chaffronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Back to the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth here on KBGY, getting set for Hot Springs and Lakota Tech. A little over 20 minutes from kickoff here in this one. And again, the final Friday of summer. That means when we talk next week, we're talking fall ball. And everybody loves the cooler temperature. And the leaves start to change colors, then well, you just don't have to sweat anymore. Those 90 degree temperatures go away. Should be actually a beautiful weekend ahead of action last night from around the area. Hayes got a win over Creek Valley, 81-6 in six man action. This afternoon, game we had right here on KBC White State Thompson at the call. It was hotter than getting the win over Creek Valley, 60-58. Six-man action. Elsewhere, Crawford off this week. Chaffron at home tonight in a big one against Gothenburg. That is a 6 o'clock kickoff. Casey Thompson over on our sister station, AM 610, KCSR. Also listen on the World Wide Web at chaffron.com. But Chaffron 3-0, Gothenburg 2-1. Chaffron slipping top 10 this week. And I think Coach Stanford get a sense of direction tonight against a really good Gothenburg squad. If they can take care of business at home, I think that kind of sets your sights for where the rest of this season should go, including making the playoffs. Huskers in action with our dedication to high school football. No Husker broadcast tonight, but Nebraska at home against Illinois to open up the Big Ten play. Huskers 3-0, ranked number 22, Illinois number 24 in the country. And that's coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll have updates here on KBGY. I'll also watch that game nationally on Fox. Back to the task at hand. Hot Springs last year busted for 11B. Came out with the title on the other end as the Dakota Dome in Snowgan. Only three starters returning, though, and a lot to make up for here with longtime head coach Ben Trayman. His choice. Talent is there, but it's getting guys familiar and now suffering injuries here early. Kind of shuffle. We'll hear more about that coming up from Coach Kramer in the pregame comments. But it took that last week, and a 12-0 win over Lee Deadwood. Tied at 0.5. He said he had to make some adjustments. He was they get the 12-0 win here at home. And this one a good one before you go to Rapid City Christian next week. The team that has become more competitive moved up to 11A this year in South Dakota. This would be a good week to figure things out and take that next step here with this squad that seems to have some upper class scattered on here. Quite a few and a lot of sophomores here and a few freshmen scattered on this process as well. Again, for Lakota Tech last week, they lost to Dakota Valley 63-0, and it doesn't get any easier. Next week, they're at St. Thomas More and again, still looking for their first win as a program. They came alive in 2001 and have gone winless up to this point and have started in 0-3. We'll take a break. We'll look at the game time weather forecast. Comments from head coach coming up. We're getting close to kickoff. Listen to high school football on KDPY and JadRad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Still Hot Springs on Friday night as we get set for Hot Springs and Lakota Tech. 86 degrees right now and just a couple of high hanging clouds. A little bit of a breeze as well right now at about 10 miles per hour is what we're looking at out of the kind of the west southwest right now with our wind. A little bit to move the flags up here, but it could be an absolutely beautiful night. Temperatures hanging into the low 80s, upper 70s by the time we post this one out. Could be close to 70 degrees. That is your game time weather forecast here on KBCY. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach, Ben Kramer, about his Hot Spring Bites, and it's the Jabron Kinsey Hospital pregame show on KBCY and JabRap.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded. We welcome you back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show this Friday night on KBPY as Hot Springs is preparing to entertain Lakota Tech. We are now joined by the head coach of the Hot Springs Bison himself, Ben Kramer. Coach, we welcome you in as we sit here at 2-2 on the season and Lakota Tech on tap. The first thing I want to ask you, though, is now that we're a few weeks into the season and managing expectations coming off of, obviously, last year's first state championship and kind of just transitioning that to this year, what was that conversation like in the off season and kind of letting guys know, okay, this is what we did last year, this is this year though?
Yeah, we talked about that early. You know, the amount of time we spend talking about last season is pretty minimal. You know, each team, I mean, my 19 years in Hot Springs, you know, each team has their own kind of identity, and we told the guys, you know, right off the bat, you have to establish your own identity and create your own path here through this season.
And obviously with last year, that led to a lot of graduations, a lot of key pieces, whether it was up front, your skill positions especially. What's it been like trying to plug and play those pieces, and what have you seen out of those guys so far this year that have made things easier that you found hope in so far?
You know, Jeremy, the toughest thing for us has been injuries. You know, a lot of our skill guys have been out, and, you know, it feels like we get a couple guys back and then we lose three. And all the injuries we didn't have last year, we're kind of making up for it this year. But in the meantime, I mean, we don't use that as an excuse. What it's been able to do is we've been able to create some depth at some of those skill positions and even up front a little bit just based on injuries.
And that's what a lot of coaches say, is it allows an opportunity for maybe those underclassmen to show what they have and really, like you said, build that depth. Where has it been most noticeable? Is it skill position up front? Where's kind of been the bright light shined at?
You know, last Friday night against Lee Deadwood, we had two of our running backs out with ankle injuries, and we moved a receiver to quarterback. We moved our quarterback to to running back and made some adjustments up front, and that was a spark that we needed in the second half to get that, you know, get a couple touchdowns on the board and end up winning that game.
When you have to play Scrabble like that a little bit and mix things up, what's that say about the character of your kids, that they just know, okay, this is my assignment for tonight. It might not be where I'm used to, but this is the task in front of me. What's that say about those kids' character?
You know, it's not ideal. I mean, it's not an ideal situation to make those adjustments. You know, we had to wait till halftime. These guys are so young that it just, you know, trying to make in-game adjustments like that is tough on them, and we're trying to take it slow with them and not confuse them a whole lot. But, I mean, it says a lot about them, you know, unselfish. You know, we had I think, an offensive tackle. We had to give him a new jersey so he could play tight end. He's like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Just like, so, you know, the guy next to him, we're like, you know, make your line calls and he'll tell you what you need to do. And it says a lot about those young guys to be able to just conform to what we need. And like I said, just a bunch of unselfish kids.
The test this week, Lakota Tech, you're 2-0 at home. Lakota Tech, obviously, 0-3. They've had a rough start to their season. But just kind of watching from afar, they've been a program that had some ups and downs. They show growth at some points as well. You know, what do you kind of expect out of this matchup?
You just don't know. They lost some kids off last year's team that went to other places, and that really hurt them. You know, I got a ton of respect for those coaches down there and the amount of time that they put in kids. You know, we've watched them on film where a team like Lakota Tech, they'll spread you out, and they might pop them.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Field here, spring gets closer to kickoff. Let's take a look at your center, your Shadron Lock keys to the game. Shadron Lock, the local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access, control keys, and more. For Hunt Springs, they might have found something in the second half last week against Lee Jesuit in that ground game. And that's really where each one of the staffers think that, especially for this squad where you're trying to fill in some pieces ground game didn't turn. I still got a lot of actually from analysts that generally break down the game of football. A good running game is your friend in any type of situation. Always fall back, rely on that, and that's really the key. One thing to Coach Kramer, and I apologize for him, kind of cut off there, but he said that, well, go to Tech, like, kind of lined up and tossed it downfield. Pass cover is going to be very important. You don't have to throw anything long down the field, and so can you play smart defensively. And Trevor, the edge is watching the Dakota Tech warm up, and they ran a lot of empty sets with four wide, and so we'll see how this plays out, see what Dakota Tech does offensively, and see that's how they just kind of toss the ball around a little bit, and what do they want to do offensively? The hot strength really come out, set on both sides of the ball, use that running game, be smart with the backfield, and just get the 3-6 on the season. Again, our keys to the game brought to you by Shadwin Locks, the local dealer for Lock State Access Control Keys, and more. Shadwin Locks, get a hold of John Pyle. If you're like me, lock yourself out of your car. Get a winter trial. Will be there to about most days. Okay, Jason on file sponsoring our key game. We'll take a break, come back in just a little bit here on KDPY. We get close to kickoff. We're also online at jabrap.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Fall is a good time to take on those do-it-yourself tasks that you've been putting off all summer. And the best place to start those projects is at Ace Hardware in Hot Springs. You know, other than the great selection of hardware and paint, they also have an eye-catching home decor department, and the staff, just great. Now that's the kind of backup that most of us do-it-yourselfers need, and we sure appreciate Hot Springs Ace Hardware backing up our KBPY broadcast of Friday Night Bison Football.
As we get ready for the get posted pickup on this Friday night, maybe block and online. And actually, if we could, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Chadron. This is KBPY, Hay Spring, Chadron.
Thank you. one performed by the Hot Spring Snap Band as we get set for kickoff, and we get you your country kitchen starters. And it's kind of weird, I'm telling gentlemen up here who actually knew our own Mike Castleringa, so this is a little out of the box for me. Usually what I do is six-man football, so we're only adding another five guys tonight. It's, you know, not that big a deal, just five more. But we will run through the wind and close our stuff around here. Let's give you your skill positions. That we're going to see both sides. Our country kitchen starting lineup. A place like home, that's Country Kitchen on 10th Street in Chadron, as they come to midfield for the coin toss. On the Lakota Tech side, so goes Devontae Ross, the quarterback. Again, empty set is what they're going to run. They've shown in warm-ups here early, and that's kind of what Coach Ben Kramer alluded to as well, is that they like to throw the ball around the yard a little bit, so it's going to be on that secondary of Hot Springs to really lock things down tonight. Can they clamp down? What kind of pressure can they get up front on Ross as the quarterback as well? If you make him uncomfortable in the pocket, get him to move a little bit, that's going to be on the defense tonight. Around him, they'll go with Joe Marshall, the 160-pound senior, Dominic Johnson, 170-pound senior, Grayson Sandel, 170-pound senior, again, and then Kenyon Kadeem, your wideout for Lakota Tech. They'll be doing all the ball catching. And taking a look as they do our coin toss here. And Lakota Tech will receive the opening kickoff tonight. On the Hot Spring side, it looks like Kyle Fisher is going to be the one under center, the 170-pound sophomore. For the backfield with some Connor Kramer, wide after Caden Gossler, Grant Hyle, and Colt Madren. Your still position players. We'll mention the other guys along the way as well. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Trace Crosseye, and State Farm is there for you. Our first quarter of action brought to you by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. That is Nebraska Bank. Again, Lakota Tech going to receive the opening kickoff tonight. The talker is going to go south to north as we see it, or right to left. Hot Springs will go left to right here in this opening half of football. Nebraska, Illinois getting ready to kick off as well. We'll keep you up to date on the action that happens from Lincoln throughout the night, as well as other sports from around the area. And we are set to go. Back to receive the Lakota Tech. Julian Wolf, along with Devontae Ross, again, standing back at their own 15-yard line. Booting things away for the Hot Spring Bison, who are sporting the all-blues tonight, blue pants, blue jerseys, and the white helmets. Lakota Tech in the black pants, white jerseys, and black helmets as the visiting team. Booting it away for Hot Springs, again, 2-2 on the season, Grant Hyle. And we are ready to go ball speed up at the 40-yard line. We welcome you in. Glad to have you along with us here on KBTY and ChadRad.com. Kyle, the approach. Tell me, Slather, and we are underway. Ross will snag it at about the 17. Looking for the outside. No lane available, and he is locked down at the 30. That's where Lakota Tech will start their first drive, first down, and 10. Again, our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank in Chadron. Dean Nitch in Studio 308. They specialize in signs, banners, digital graphics, and more. Give them a call, 308-430-1723. First down and 10, Lakota Tech opening drive of the ball game here, the final Friday night of the summer. Put a deck just line up. One back, turn, handoff up the middle. And a broken tackle for Julian Wolf. Gets down the sideline. He's out of the open. Across midfield, 35, 30, 25. Inside the 20, they're going to mark him at the 16-yard line. Julian Wolf bounced off his own lineman, shoots to the right, and tipped off down the sideline. And what a play by Lakota Tech right out the gate. We talk about the air raid, but it's on ground right there for Lakota Tuscaloosa inside the red zone at the 16-yard line. As Burgess will mark it first down and 10. Two receivers each side. That is Kingsley and the shotgun, the sophomore. Julian Wolf stands behind him. Denise takes the snap, high step, controls it, lofts it up to the end zone. That one is going to be caught. That's a touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Creighton Sam went up over the corner, grabbed it out of his hands, and came down into the end zone. Holy cow. So Janice finds his wideout, Creighton Sam, on a 17-yard pass. And Lakota Tech scores first. 2 plays, 70 yards. That's all it took for Lakota Tech to get on top. Now the two-point conversion attempt here for the Tatanka. Denise the turn, give right up the middle. The two-point is good. Walked in by Wolf. Just 41 seconds into this ball game, Lakota Tech has the lead 8-0. We're back in 30 on KBTY and online at chatrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
So the deck comes out being business. They drive right down the field. 2 plays, but from 41 seconds, they lead 8-0. That is their first touchdown of the season for the Tatanka offense. Off to the Tatanka, it's going to be Julian Wolf. Scanning back to receive is Kyle Fisher, scanning inside his own. Also has a little help back there. And a tune. Scanning the just in front of him. Lakota Tech, their first touchdown of the season. That one away. And it's lost. Running back for it to pick it up is Coon. He grabs it. Now looks to the far side. Has an alley. Coon takes the cut off the field. Breaks a couple of tackles. Gets down across the 30. Out to the 34-yard line. And Hot Springs will have good starting field position. First down and 10, Hot Springs. Three receivers off the far side of the field. Last frame were lined up to the left. Kyle Fisher. They're ready to go. First down and 10. Go to Tech up 8-0. On the give. Right away. Kramer has a lot of room. Nobody in front of him. Across midfield. 40, 35, 30. 20, 15, 10, 5, that was a hot spring touchdown off the legs of Connor Kramer. 66 yards. So this is how this game's going to go. With 10:58 on the clock, Hot Springs answers back. Also, if you're wondering, it looks like Nebraska took 47 seconds off the clock and punted on their first drive. Hot Springs going for the equalizer here, the 2 points. give up the middle, and Kramer is in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 8. Goodness. In a minute to 2 seconds, we've got a couple of touchdowns. I thought six-man football was this afternoon, but both teams strike on their first drive here early in this one. Gavin Chiropractic, only got one sign. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care. Gavin Chiropractic, downtown staff. Driving financial expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rush in Tavern and 308-430-0760. Again, tied at 8 here early on. A minute two into this ball game. Each team has scored a touchdown for Lakota Tech. It was Kenyon Denise finding Creighton Stan 17 yards out. And equally as impressive, Connor Kramer just went 66 yards to the house. Putting it away is Hyle. That one away and taken. Out of about the 19-yard line up the middle is Wolf. And he is brought down to the 33-yard line. Down in 10, but go to Jack trying to duplicate what they did on the first drive. A run pass play and a pass play. John Creighton, Sam reached over the corner's head, takes the ball, and ball back to the end zone. Goodness gracious. Fireworks to start. Go to Jack breaks the huddle. Two receivers off the far side, one to the side. Denise and the shotgun, Wolf behind him. In motion, right to left. There's the snap to turn the toss. Goes to the hands of Devontae Ross. Ross scrambling. He's going to be dropped. A huge loss. They'll mark this back at the 23-yard line. A loss of 10 on the play will bring up second down and 20. This time, the Hot Springs defense, a little more aggressive, is getting upfield. And they drop Lakota Tech. A big loss on the play. Again, brings up second down and 20. Ball on the 23-yard line. As the Chautauqua move right to left. Our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank in Chadron. Rooted with you and rooting for you. If you're wanting to know, Illinois already came out and scored a touchdown against Nebraska. Good pass play here on second and long. Going to pick up about 3 on it, maybe 4. So the Huskers hurt early, 3 and out. Then they give up a touchdown to Illinois. Down here for Lakota Tech, clock down to 9:35 and a running football. Then we have anything? We just barely played 2.5 minutes. We're 8-8. Goodness. One receiver near side for the Tonka. Three go to the far side. Mason Tonka. Snap high. Corrals it. Batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete pass. Far side of the field getting up. It was Aiden Janine. Defensive end spot. Not as big mitt in the air. Knocked it down. That'll be fourth and forever here for Lakota Tech, I assume. We'll see our first punt of the night. Back to receive for Hunt. Prince on the punt is Madron. Move it away. Snap. Boot. Sideways kick. That one will be fielded at the 45. Straight up the middle. Madron has it seen. Looks to get to the edge and will be tackled inside the Tonka 35 at the 33. So where Lakota Tech started their drive, Hot Springs will start also on the Lakota Tech 33. We're going to take it to 32. By quarter of a yard, it'll be first down and 10 for the 33 Hot Springs. 9:05 on the clock here. And in motion. Turn to give. Not up the middle. Broken tackles all day long. Carrying the rock is Hunter Coons, and Coons breaks through the middle of the defense inside the 15. Down to the 14. And that'll move the chains for Hans Prince. First down and 10 from the Lakota Tech 14-yard line. Establishing the run was ever so important for Coach Kramer's run, and they knocked on 100 yards rushing already. Man in motion from right to left. They snap the turn. Quarterback keeper this time up the middle inside the 10-yard line with it. His pal Fisher will be dropped at about the 9. Now they're going to give him the 10. It'll be second down. Will go to Jack 10-yard line for Hot Spring. Fisher takes the snap, hands it off. Kramer up the middle, makes that left. Kramer pulls his way forward, and they're going to say fumble, maybe? Lakota Tech saying fumble, and they're coming out with it. And it's going to be a touchback, a fumble into the end zone. Now, Hunter Kramer a little slow getting up as he comes to the sideline. That's going to be a turnover. Touchback. Now they're still talking about it here. Walk this thing out. Lakota Tech's going to get it back. Off the turnover here. Looks like Hot Springs to go right down the field and score again, but again, Lakota Tech taking advantage of opportunity. Down for Lakota Tech, ball on their 20-yard line. Neat handoff right up the middle. The Wolf, and he's drops at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 10. Down. 10 yards. Is Wolf behind him, receiver side. Snap, straight drop. Denise looking for help. He's going to go down. He's sacked. Back to the 10-yard line. Denise pump fake, trying to get out of the way. Defensive lineman couldn't do it. And it is third and long. Third down, 18 here for Lakota Tech's offense. Again, they're trying to play. Ended on a 17 touchdown pass from Keith. Straight Sam. Snap, the toss, going to go far side to Wolf. Wolf's got nowhere to go, and the Bison defense is there to corral him. Clear back inside the 5-yard line. It's fourth down, and Lakota Tech will be booted away from inside their own 5. Down here, Lakota Tech swapping out personnel. haven't been able to recapture that opening drive yet. Down. Punt coming. Hosplane return men inside the Lakota Tech 40-yard line. The snap is high. The boot is a quick one. That might have been blocked. And that might have been off an ankle of a bison. Nobody really reacting as such. Ball is down at the 20-yard line. So a punt of about 15 yards. And Hot Springs already inside the red zone after the punt. First quarter brought to you by Grass the Bank. But Hot Springs does this time. Last time got to the goal line, it was a turnover. Dakota Tech went backwards. We will see what happens here. Down the backfield is Clancy Supple. And that was timeout by Dakota Tech here before Hot Springs can take the snap. Timeout brought to you by Dunbar. At top-notch embroidery, including hats, settlement jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Fire Nights McCaskill, your Green Pro Park Tavern, makes your home or business feel like the perfect seasonal season. Call the guys to know about a ring unit today at 437-22. Shooter's Coffee, amazing staff. Peter's Coffee has rolled out their fall lineup. I see Dennis Brown, who's my board tonight. I like a little bit of everything. Coffee really likes those strawberry coffee, whatever they are. Dennis likes those a lot. I know they like the muffins. I like, well, I'm not picky. I like a little bit of everything. Out of the timeout here. First down, 10 yards for Hot Springs. Again, on the Lakota Tech 20-yard line after the punt. Fisher and shotgun. Takes the snap, handoff right up the middle. Cutting through is Hoopel. Hoopel gets inside the 15, down to about the 12-yard line as they have it marked on the far side of the field. Down, and Hawk punts it in this time. Second down and fourth here. Turns the give. Popel again. Popel is the knockdown. Still going. He's pushing. Hits right on the doorstep of the goal line. A second effort after it looked like he was bottled up. Gets him right on the goal line. Be a fresh set of downs. First and goal to turn right up the middle. Touchdown. No signal. Touchdown. There it is. Hot Springs. Running it in himself was Kyle Fisher. So Fisher, a couple yards on the run, and Hot Springs has their first lead of the night with 4:06 to go in the opening quarter. Springs will try the PAT here on the kick it and Hiles. Marking off his step here. The holder is Kyle Fisher, who just scored the touchdown. Snap the hold. The kick is up. The kick is no good. It goes wide right. The score was 4:06 left. Is 14-8. Hot Springs the lead here. On Nebraska last check. 7-0 Illinois. Apparently Illinois out here faking it already. Matt Poole had to come on the field and voice his opinion. Hot Springs will line up to boot it away here after the touchdown. Run by Fisher. Kept it himself. Wolfpack 3C for Lakota Tech, along with Devontae Roth. Up here. That one is good kick. Sampine up and out of the middle of the air. And he will return it. 35. Lakota Tech will take over at the 36th of Hot Springs. Wait until Lakota Tech to break down to the huddle here. First down and 10. Ball on the 36. Far hash mark right to left is out. Lakota Tech moving with 4:01 in the first quarter. 14-8. Hot Springs the lead. In the shotgun is Janice. Put the man in motion. Turn the give. And Hot Springs snips it out. It went to Ross, shooting through and making the tackle. It was Owen White. And another negative play. And by the time we get through this first quarter, Lakota Tech's going to lose all those yards they gained on their first drive. Second down. Now looking at 13. Ball on the 33-yard line. Wilson the shotgun, or Denise shotgun again. Turn the give right up the middle this time, and the running back slipped, cutting through the hole. That was Wolf again taking the handoff and went to cut. At a hole, just lost his footing. They're going to give him a loss of a couple on the play. Set 3rd and 15. Had the right idea. Couldn't make that cut. Tried to put his foot in the ground. And couldn't quite hear the ship north and south. Now 3rd and long. Here's 2:05 to go. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Denise and shotgun. Takes the snap. High snap. Has to corral it. Looks to pass. Out route. That is caught. Complete. Depending on where they mark it, it's going to be about a couple yards short of the first down. They'll mark it at the 44. And they're going to be 2 yards shy of a first down. It'll be 4th and 2. Ball on the near hash mark. Just a nice little out route and a nice throw. Again, Coach Kramer, that was his concern, that if you let Lakota Tech get to a rhythm, they could work their way down the field with the pass. The run that was a big play early on, but the Tatanka got out of a 3rd and 15 with a gain of 13 on 3rd down. Brings up 4th and 2, and Lakota Tech's going to go for it here. 4th down and 2. Denise in the shotgun. Flaps his hands, hands it off up the middle, and they're not going to get it. Wolf, the ball carrier, can't get past the 35. And it's going to be about a yard short of a first down. It'll be 1st down and 10 for Hot Springs. 2:28 to go in this opening quarter. So 1st down and 10 for Hot Springs. Ball near hash mark. moving left to right. They're moving back towards the Nebraska state line. Beaver to each side. Back on each side of Fisher. On first down and 10 from the 45 of Dakota Tech. The give right up the middle goes to Kramer. Kramer gets the edge. 30, 25, 20, 15. And is upended down to the 10-yard line. Kramer, the big pickup, gets down to the 10-yard line. A gain of 35 yards. And it's first and goal. Kramer again to each side. Kramer to the left of Fisher. To the right is Hunter Toons. Fisher the snap to give to Toons. Toons set the backfield, and he is dropped on the spot by Draven Wolf. Wolf makes the stop in the backfield. It's second down and goal now from the 13. Down to the huddle here. Fisher. And the whistle now. Huskers trying to score a touchdown of their own. And it looks like they're going to have to settle for a field goal. Bradford. Five down, though, on the field. Now the officials are discussing. We have a substitution infraction on Dakota Tech. Hot Springs gets yards back here. Second down and goal now from the 8-yard line. Gives up the middle toss. Toons grabs it, and he will score. A late toss for the Bison offense. Toons grabs it and gets credit for the 8-yard touchdown run. Hot Springs extends that lead 20-8 with a buck 11 left. Still in the first quarter, we've had four touchdowns. Dakota Tech scored first. Hot Springs has scored the last three touchdowns. Can Grant Hylett on the PAT here? The snap, the hold, the kick is up. The kick this time is right down the middle. Buck 11 left, opening quarter, 21-8. Hot Springs leads it here from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Huskers scored a field goal at 7-3 Illinois. So just as Hot Springs gets the rest of the point, go up 13, Nebraska gets the field goal. Wasn't sure what we'd see out of this game. But those attacks struck first. Hot Springs come back three times in a row. Their defense has stood up after that first drive from Dakota Tech. Try to get you an update as soon as we can on Chadron in Gothenburg. That's a big one down at Cardinal Field in Chadron tonight. We'll see it up again on the Hot Springs 40. Three straight scores, all on the ground. Kramer, Fisher, and Toons all getting into the end zone. Kyle, he approached the boot. That one's away and taken by Wolf. He loses and it rolls back, and that one will get into the end zone for a touchback. That could have been bad for Dakota Tech if that thing not taken one final roll. It had died on the one, and got Hot Springs Kick Covers team coming in home. Instead, it's a touchback. So come out to the 20-yard line. Second quarter, Chadron High up 7-0 on Gothenburg. Minute 5 left here in our opening quarter. Denise in the shotgun. Bone back behind him. Turn. The mesh, the give, and Wolf is dropped where he got the ball. I bring up second and long. The loss on the play. That second down here for Lakota Tech. Same formation. They've been running three receivers each side. Wolf is the back behind the knee. Takes the snap, high snap, straight drop back. Looks down to the right side. That one is going to be broken up. And then we're going to have a flag come in here. They're going to call pass interference on Hot Springs. Oh, my goodness. It looked like great pass coverage, but again, they're going to throw the flag on Hot Springs. It'll be a gain of 15. Mark it off here. Put the ball out on the 30. Be a first down for Lakota Tech. First down and 10 after the penalty. Our first penalty of the night. Now our second penalty of the night. Snap. Knees. Looks out the flat. It's caught. Caught by Ross. Ross gets to the sideline and splits, trying to cut up field. That second down. Nebraska just recovered a fumble, by the way. That second down. And end of the quarter. Our quarter is over. 21-8 after one. Hot Springs leading Lakota Tech. We're back in a minute on KBTY and Chadrat.com.
The Fall River County Herald Star provides sports coverage for all three Fall River County high schools, including the Hot Springs Bison, Edgemont Moguls, and Ulrich's Tigers. They combine the 230-plus year histories of the Hot Springs Star and the Edgemont Herald Tribune to be the only newspaper for all of Fall River County. Pick up a copy each week on newsstands at all gas stations and grocery stores in Hot Springs. Or subscribe to have one mailed to you each week for just $50 a year. E-edition subscriptions are available at $25 a year. Call 605-745-3930.
There are a variety of theories on how to take care of yourself, and for me, the one that makes the most sense are the products and offerings of Earth Goods Natural Foods on Jennings and Hot Springs. I invite you to stop in Monday through Saturday and get to know owner Melanie Morrow, and you will come to appreciate the product knowledge, quality, and affordable prices like I have. If you've been looking to change how you take care of yourself, Earth Goods Natural Foods in Hot Springs could be just the ticket.
Back down here. It is second down for Lakota Tech. All on their own 32-33 yard line as we see it. Second quarter. Our coverage brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lineker. We have a flag in there. We have a false start on the Tonka offense. Farm Bureau Agent Brian Lineker, when it comes to protecting your family, count on them. Now we move backwards 5 yards. Brings that second down here for Lakota Tech. Ball's going back to the 28-yard line, where it'll be second down after the false start. the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Ball in the far hash mark. Go to deck, moving left to right here on your FM radio dial. Return. Counter right off the middle to Wolf. Then Wolf is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Just underway here, second quarter. Again, brought to you by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineker and Chadron. Nebraska just scored a touchdown to go on top of Illinois, 9-7. Extra point pending. Again, we got you covered from all angles here. Third down for Lakota Tech here. Third down at about 12. The snap drop. Denise looks out the flat, and nobody out there. His receiver ran in. His pass went out, and it is fourth down. They'd hit on that out route a couple of times here early on. And Beaver just went the wrong way. Again, extra point good now for Nebraska. They lead it 10-7, late stages of the first quarter. The text coming away. Bison can do here. High snap, gathered down. That punt is sideways off the foot. Still going to get a good roll. Oh, my goodness. This one's going to roll down to about the 42 and dive, and that could have been a lot worse for Lakota Tech. Boy, it came off the foot and then just took one of those bounces for you. Bounced down the field, and Hot Springs will start this possession at their own 42-yard line. And 11:01 to go here, opening half of football. 21-8, your score. Fisher bringing in the play. Bison breaks the huddle. Fisher's going to work under center with an eye formation behind him. Receiver to each side. Go motion the fullback out, return the toss sweep, far side. Duple breaks the tackle, cuts back the near side, breaks another tackle, gets down to the 50, going to be about a yard short of the first down. A gain of 9, but that was a big boy run. Clancy Couple. Duple, I'll get it right by the time we get and the court started in 10,000 different ways. All right, you can hear how many times I mixed my own pitch up. Second down here for Hot Springs. 10:27 to go, second quarter. They lead it 21-8. Bison trying to tack another one on the board, though. Man in motion, the turn. Keeper this time for Fisher right up the middle, puts his head down, breaks the tackle out of the open left side. 35-30 and gets pushed down to about the 29-yard line. Be more than enough for a first down with a gain of 20 on the play, a little over 20. On 22 picked up by Fisher on the quarterback keeper. First down and 10 from the Lakota Tech 29-yard line. All on the near side. Hot Springs moving right to left. Lakota Tech scored first. Hot Springs scored the next three. First half tonight from Hot Springs. Fisher lines it up, underthrown. It's caught. That'll be a touchdown, depending on the flag. Catch made in the end zone by Grant Heil. We'll see what the flag is, though. See the area of a hold it is. A hold on Hot Springs. So the hold negates the touchdown pass and moves Hot Springs back to the 39-yard line. a first down and 20 for Hot Springs here. Snap to turn. The give run up the middle. Nowhere to go this time. Goble gets dropped on the spot. Covering up second down. A loss of two on the play. Play comes in from the sideline. Down. Fisher in the shotgun. The turn cross. Looking. Has the man wide open out the flat. It's caught up the sideline. Trying to turn butter up that sideline is the tight end. That's Wyatt Nellen. Making the catch and picking up a bunch of the yards. Getting down to the 25-yard line. That brings up third down at about six. Six-year Hot Springs clock at 8.5 clock running in our second quarter. People take this. Looks for a hole, goes right up the middle, and he's got enough for a first down. Close to his play. Could be right at the line to gain. See if they give it to him or if they measure here. So they'll move the chains. They say he got enough. Now coming back out that I formation. Ball on the 19. The turn to get right up the middle. Couple right up the middle. Hand off again. Picks up about 8. Down to just a couple here to gain. Quarter complete. Lincoln Huskers lead 10-7 after one. Second down here for Hot Springs. High formation again. Fisher almost drops it. Now he's just going to take off and run with it. Stiff arm gets inside the 10. Now he's slow getting up. He will get up and shake it off here. Could have enough for a first down. They're going to mark it to 9. Maybe not. Close to 10. Yeah, no, first down. It's going to be first and goal, Hot Springs. Fisher under center right formation behind him. Hot Springs driving, trying to punch it in. Turn, play action. Fisher rolls down to the right, looking. Trouble, eludes a tackler. Now just throws it up to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. And a flag comes in late. A flag comes in late after the catch is made. Eligible receiver downfield against Hot Springs. So we'll mark off the penalty. It'll stay first down and goal. Locked down at 6:55 and running. 21-8 your score. Hot Springs the lead. First and goal. Fisher, handoff up the middle, back to the ground game, straight ahead. Popo's going to fall down to about the 3. the ball right about this three. It'll be second down and goal. Hot Spring trying to get over the end zone. They've had three touchdown passes called back on penalties. Decided to just keep it on the ground this time. They've had plenty of success there. Three rushing touchdowns in that first quarter. But with the way this drive is gone, and punched in a touchdown yet this quarter. Beaver east side, people dots the eye in the formation. Fisher under center. Pullback is Coons. They send a man in motion. Give the Coons route the middle. Touchdown. Hot spring. Coons runs it in from 3 yards down. That is his second straight touchdown, second of the night. And that comes with 5:47 to go in the second quarter. I'll ask to try the extra point kick. Snap the hold. The kick is sailing up and through. It is good. And Hot Spring takes a 28-8 lead with 5:47 to go before half. We're back in 30 on KDPY and Chadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Leniger in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Field in Hot Spring. Kick it off. What a check to receive here. 28-8, here's four. That one bounces. That one's going to be loose on the ground. Dakota Tech is kind of waiting to go back and get it, and that's going to be a mistake as getting blown up was Dominic Johnson back at about his own 5-yard line. He just kind of let it roll. I think he wanted to see if it could make it to the end zone. It didn't. And now Dakota Tech's going to be buried deep. First down and 10, but Dakota Tech. They're actually going to mark it at the 7-yard line. Timeout called. 5:44 timeout. Brought to you by Dunbar. You find it. And they're looking at embroidery. Putting hats. Jackets, up the animals, at bounce. At Dunbar, she designed Nebraska and Illinois, 3rd and 1. Currently leading 10-7. I'm not going to lie, Illinois' offense took it down the field with little resistance on his Husker defense. Jack keeps the tab on the game. It's a keep tab on the game at hand in front of us here. A Lakota Tech timeout. They are buried deep. After a little maybe case or, again, I what Johnson saw there when he let that go is that that ball is going to make the end zone for a touchback, and then it just died. And Johnson had to turn and pick it up, and right as he did, Hot Springs kick coverage team was right there. Down. Go to Jack out of the timeout. Go to Jack, but he's got that. He's right, one to left. pressure coming. He brought up the middle and being caught behind the line is Wolf off the handoff. He is chopped down at the 4-yard line. A loss of 3 on the play. Brings up second and 13. Second down, 13. Shotgun is running back standing in his own end zone. High snap. Denise looking to pass across the middle. His man going to be tipped and almost caught off the deflection. Standing back there intended was Creighton Sims. That almost ended. That was a good play. Almost turned bad at all things complete. Now third down. Down here and third go for the go deck. Keeper deep side. Shotgun. Snap. High. Looks out to the right. Is loose on the ground. Is that going to be an incomplete or a fumble? They're going to call that a fumble recovered by Hot Spring from the end zone. That's a touchdown, Hot Spring. Owen White recovers the fumble in the end zone. Touchdown, Hot Spring, to make it 34-8. That comes with 4:52 to go here in the second. The extra point attempt. The kick is up. The kick is through. With 4:52 to go before half, 35-8 your score. Hot Springs leading. We're back in 30 on KBBY and Chadrad.com.
Football and cooler nights means fall is in the air, and Lucy and the Green Wolf are behind our teams all season long. Right now, Lucy and the Green Wolf are clearing out select items so you can get extra savings throughout the store during the fall season. Don't forget, Lucy and the Green Wolf do fair trade business, which gives them unique selections from around the world. From clothing to collectibles, stop in to see what's in store. And good luck to our Hot Springs teams all fall long from Lucy and the Green Wolf on Jennings Avenue. Lucy and the Green Wolf, fair trade, zero waste, and environmentally friendly goods.
Spring gets the touchdown, fumble recovery in the end zone. Make it 35-8. Meanwhile, Nebraska gets up a field goal to Illinois. They're tied at 10 early in the second quarter. 52 left here in our second quarter, brought to you by Fonzaro and H. Vinegar. Hot Spring puts the boot away. Kyle the toe. That one whipped and collected and dropped. Picked up and nice job on the kick coverage to Barry Great Sam back at his own 21-yard line. And Hot Springs gave up touchdown in 41 seconds to go to deck to open the ball game. Since then, it's been all by Easton. Four offensive touchdowns, now defensive score on the fumble recovery. 4:46 to go before halftime. Down here in 10. Shotgun. Three receivers right, one to left, one to right. Snap on first down, the turn play action, looking downfield, and that one is going to be incomplete. And now a late flag comes in, and that is probably going to be a pass interference. Fisher never turned to look for the ball. My guess is this is going to be the area of pass interference. That's exactly what it is. Nice set of downs here for Lakota Tech after the pass interference. Down 15. Shotgun. Takes turn, handoff, ball on the ground. That one will be picked up by who? Hot spring ball. The fumble on the handoff, Hot Springs is there, and the Bison get it back. Now we split here, and Hot Springs takes over to Lakota Tech 35. Down in 10, Hot Springs, trying to add to their lead here. Turn the handoff. Kramer looks for a hole, dodges right. And the gain of 8 on first down for Kramer. 7 actually. 2nd down and 3. Down here, clock down to 10 in this opening half. I thought he got further. Motion. Turn. The deeper by Fisher. Fisher looks for a block on the edge. He gets it. Now puts his head down. And down to about the 21-yard line. Down in 10 for Hot Springs. Down in motion, right to left. Turn, gives line up the middle of the tune. Bowling his way forward inside the 15. Alan Jordan coming up here. On the give around the end and the end zone. Touchdown, Kramer. Slow developing, finds Pager. And Akron's adds to their lead. Kramer again. This 15 yards, the 2nd touchdown of the night for Kramer. That comes with 2:52 left here in the 2nd quarter. That makes it 41-8. Point at it. 2-8 your score. And after opening up with a long touchdown drive for Lakota Tech, Hot Springs come out for 6 straight touchdowns. Keep our kickoff front by State Farm. I'd like to Trace off there for you. Play for Kyle. He's up to the 40. Heat up on the 40. That one away. Gathered at the 15-yard line. And next quickly is Sam. Central Lakota Stats again, we got 2 steps ahead. Down, shotgun. Takes the snap, turns, hands it off, Wolf right up the middle. Wolf is caught. Johnson's got the line of scrimmage. Get down. 8 yards, 9 yards here for Lakota Stats. Side, one far side. Snap. Little play out of the flag here on the near side. Catch made by Great Sam. And Dylan Raiola was just picked off the end zone. Nebraska turns it over. Looks like Nebraska's receiver had it. Defense back came away with it. Now they're going to call it a touchdown, Nebraska. Penalty on the deck here with motion. Time out here with a couple minutes left here in the opening half. Our Shannon Insurance halftime show coming up momentarily. Talk about this one, talk about other games going on. Now, time out is Dakota Tech base for second down and 14. Guys, in here, Coach Cameron, he talked about this, but want to be able to use these opportunities as a chance to rotate guys in here and experience and you. Guys trickling in here, and we'll see how this one goes on. Minute 54 before halftime. Down. Not done. Three right, one to six left. Looking out route. Has a man open. It is caught. Down the sideline, a big play. That was Ross making the catch down the sideline. And again, we've talked about this. Is But notice that's got big strikeability. They've shown it a few times tonight. First down, 10 yards for Lakota Tech, trying to get back on the scoreboard, minute 25 before halftime. Snap, toss out the flat, is incomplete. Second down. Stop the clock at minute 16 left. Back to line of scrimmage here on second down. Cameron leading Gothenburg 8-6 in the third quarter. Second down. Snap. Meade fires across the middle. That one is incomplete. And they're going to overturn Nebraska's touchdown and call it an interception. So it's tied at 10 still. Receiver came down with it, but defensive back ripped it out of his hand. Tied at 10. Down at 10, Dakota Tech from Hot Springs 40. Ball near hash mark, moving left to right. Denise from shotgun, second by Farm Bureau, Nathan Klein-Lenegar. Snap, Denise, looking across the middle. That one is going to be picked off. Intercepted by Jared Morgan. Morgan trying to find running room, and he will be taken down at the 38-yard line with a buck two left in the first half. Hot Springs a chance here to put a touchdown up before halftime. Interception by Morgan. His Hot Springs the ball back, and notice that kind of started finding a rhythm. Don't have enough players, so we have been possible running on the field here. Might kind of get more organized. Play clock runs down. Fisher hands it off. Goffel right up the middle. Picks up the shot and is struck down at the 44-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. Brings up second down to 3. Down in 3 years, device locked down to 34 seconds. Looks like they're in a big hurry. We'll have our halftime show put up shortly. Fisher takes the snap, hands off again. Hopeful has some blocks out front of him, makes the cut, breaks a few tackles. Hopeful up the field, cuts back across the front. Hopeful into the open. 15, 10, 5, down at the 2. With 12 seconds left, the clock will stop. We'll see if Hot Springs takes the timeout or what they decide to do here. The Bison will take a timeout here. Hope will get clear down to the 2-yard line. With about 12 seconds, 11.9 on the clock here before we get to halftime. See if Hot Springs punch it in here before halftime. Gabbert on top right now, 8-6 against Gossenberg. That's at Cardinal Field. Nebraska and Illinois tied at 10. 7:57 left to go. Dylan Rowell was just kind of a 50-50 interception. But had it, came down, and then the next back drifted away for an interception. Illinois' offense continuing to just tear apart Nebraska's defense tonight. Good. Bison back on the field, I formation. Durham, the handoff, purple off the middle. He's back. He's not going to get there unless it's a second effort. What do they say? Touchdown. Touchdown, Bison. Popol scores the touchdown, stays on his feet. That is his first tonight. Two-yard run with 3 seconds left in the half. The extra point kick coming is up and through. That'll make it 49-8 with 3 seconds left in the half. Hot Springs has now scored 2, 4, 6, 7 touchdowns in a row. Goodness gracious. It's been all about the running game. And Hot Springs so far has done good work with it. They wanted to establish. And 6 of their 7 touchdowns have come on the ground. Connor Crandall was the longest of the night. The first touchdown for Hot Springs tonight. A 66-yard run. 3 seconds left before halftime. We'll stick it away. Good. But in the half here. With. Taken and runners out of bounds and no time on the clock here at the half. We'll wait for the official to officially wave this. And we're at the half. 49-8, Hot Springs leads it. Your Chattered Insurance halftime show next on KDPY and ChatRad.com.
Weather on the High Plains can be tough. And when you live in these neck of the woods, you need a building that's going to be tougher. High Country Erectors in Hot Springs can set you up with a top-of-the-line Sentinel or Balin steel building or Lester Wood post-frame structures. Maybe your current building just needs a touch-up. High Country Erectors can deliver with new steel roof or wall sheeting. It's time to get tough. High Plains tough with a steel building from High Country Erectors in Hot Springs. Call 605-745-6200. The Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce, a proud supporter of Bison Athletics, invites your business to become a member of the Chamber. With over 240 members and growing, they strive to promote all sectors of the Hot Springs economy, including tourism, retail, and restaurants. They feature city maps, the Hot Springs Welcome Magazine, the Southern Hills Vacation Guide, the Chamber's website, plus far-reaching social media and e-newsletter presence. Join today by calling 605-745-4140 or visiting hotspringssd.com.
Big Bats in Hot Springs is now open. Fuel up with Conoco top-tier gas. Grab a delicious Hangar 54 pizza. Explore their awesome cold beer cave and test your luck at the casino in Hot Springs. Heading to work or school, snag a fresh breakfast sandwich and coffee. Plus, join the Kickback Loyalty Program and save instantly on gas. Big Bats, Hot Springs, Chadron, Pine Ridge, and Scott's Bluff. Find your nearest location today.
The World Fossil Finder Museum, 719 Jensen Highway in Hot Springs, is not your typical fossil museum. It's a museum with several worldwide first fossil discoveries. It's a family-friendly museum that wants to inspire and educate children and adults of all ages to enjoy learning about the natural wonders of the world. This is a 501c3 nonprofit educational institution founded by Frank and Deborah Garcia. Check out their website for more information or call 605-745-5007. The World Fossil Finder Museum. Well, we're seeing.
Fall is a good time to take on those do-it-yourself tasks that you've been putting off all summer. And the best place to start those projects is at Ace Hardware in Hot Springs. You know, other than the great selection of hardware and paint, they also have an eye-catching home decor department, and the staff, just great. Now that's the kind of backup that most of us do-it-yourselfers need, and we sure appreciate Hot Springs Ace Hardware backing up our KBPY broadcast of Friday Night Bison Football.
The Fall River County Herald Star provides sports coverage for all three Fall River County high schools, including the Hot Springs Bison, Edgemont Moguls, and Ulrich's Tigers. They combine the 230-plus year histories of the Hot Springs Star and the Edgemont Herald Tribune to be the only newspaper for all of Fall River County. Pick up a copy each week on newsstands at all gas stations and grocery stores in Hot Springs, or subscribe to have one mailed to you each week for just $50 a year. E-edition subscriptions are available at $25 a year. Call 605-745-3930.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show here on KBPY. As Hot Springs leads at 49-8. It started with a little Dakota Tech touchdown just 41 seconds into the ball game. And from that point forward, all Hot Springs, Kramer a couple of touchdown runs, Fisher a touchdown run, Coombs a couple of touchdown runs. And so far, Hot Springs, after that initial touchdown by Dakota Tech, Hot Springs is taking care of business. Their defense has stepped up. Their offense had an early turnover for that when they were going to punch it in. And so this could have looked a little bit different in halftime. And instead, here we are. It's Hot Springs again trying to get above 500 at 3-2. Dakota Tech looking for their first win in program history. Don't look like they'll get it tonight. Let's see what again, Hot Springs does here. Second half of this one. Again, we're going to be Shadron Insurance halftime show. Game earlier today on KBPY, Sioux County and Potter Dick. Potter Dick Coyotes hang on to that one, 62-56. Last night it was Hay Springs all over Creek Valley, 81-6. Right now, Shadron leading Gothenburg, 8-6 in the third quarter. Crawford is off this week, so that's how our local slate is hanging out right now for this now fourth this week of the season for sounds good. It's this week. Nebraska is the fourth week. So where we sit right now for the 2024 season. This is Shadron Insurance halftime show. Take a break. Come back more on the way on KBPY and Shadron.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto home building options and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
There are a variety of theories on how to take care of yourself, and for me, the one that makes the most sense are the products and offerings of Earth Goods Natural Foods on Jennings and Hot Springs. I invite you to stop in Monday through Saturday and get to know owner Melanie Morrow, and you will come to appreciate the product knowledge, quality, and affordable prices like I have. If you've been looking to change how you take care of yourself, Earth Goods Natural Foods in Hot Springs could be just the ticket.
Football and cooler nights means fall is in the air, and Lucy and the Green Wolf are behind our teams all season long. Right now, Lucy and the Green Wolf are clearing out select items so you can get extra savings throughout the store during the fall season. Don't forget, Lucy and the Green Wolf do fair trade business, which gives them unique selections from around the world. From clothing to collectibles, stop in to see what's in store. And good luck to our Hot Springs teams all fall long from Lucy and the Green Wolf on Jennings Avenue. Lucy and the Green Wolf, fair trade, zero waste, and environmentally friendly goods.
Weather on the high plains can be tough, and when you live in these neck of the woods, you need a building that's going to be tougher. High Country Erectors in Hot Springs can set you up with a top-of-the-line Sentinel or Balin steel building or Lester Wood post-frame structures. Maybe your current building just needs a touch-up. High Country Erectors can deliver with new steel roof or wall sheeting. It's time to get tough. High Plains tough with a steel building from High Country Erectors in Hot Springs. Call 605-745-6200.
To be back out here to Woodward Field on Springs as Tyson is going to get you 3-2 on the season, get above 500, and they would be above 500 for the first time this season. So they are trying to get there in, with Lakota Tech in town. We'll see if what they do here in the second half if we turn up the pressure, kind of get out of here a little early, get some of those younger guys in here. We will see what happens. Again, at the half, it is 49-8 in this one. And again, Denise, go to Tech quarterback, found Trenton Sam, 17 yards out, 11-19 in the quarter. That made it 8-0 with a two-point conversion. Good after that. Then it was Connor Kramer answering just 21 seconds later, a 66-yard touchdown run. 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes later, it was quarterback Kyle Fisher, the two-yard run. And a little less than 3 minutes after that, it was the fullback, Hunter Coon, getting into the end zone to cap our first quarter scoring. It took Hot Springs along the second quarter to get going, but they scored four touchdowns in the final 5:45 of the quarter. Coon's got it again, and then a fumble recovery by Owen White in the end zone to extend that lead. Kramer again from 15 yards out. Then it was Pitbull again, 2 yards on the run. Again, Hot Springs has the lead. That's where we are at. We'll take another break. Come back for the halftime show coming up on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce, a proud supporter of Bison Athletics, invites your business to become a member of the Chamber. With over 240 members and growing, they strive to promote all sectors of the Hot Springs economy, including tourism, retail, and restaurants. They feature city maps, the Hot Springs Welcome Magazine, the Southern Hills Vacation Guide, the Chamber's website, plus far-reaching social media and e-newsletter presence. Join today by calling 605-745-4140 or visiting hotspringssd.com.
Big Bats in Hot Springs is now open. Fuel up with Conoco top-tier gas. Grab a delicious Hangar 54 pizza. Explore their awesome cold beer cave and test your luck at the casino in Hot Springs. Heading to work or school, snag a fresh breakfast sandwich and coffee. Plus, join the Kickback Loyalty Program and save instantly on gas. Big Bats, Hot Springs, Shadron, Pine Ridge, and Scott's Bluff. Find your nearest location today.
The World Fossil Finder Museum, 719 Jensen Highway in Hot Springs, is not your typical fossil museum. It's a museum with several worldwide first fossil discoveries. It's a family-friendly museum that wants to inspire and educate children and adults of all ages to enjoy learning about the natural wonders of the world. This is a 501c3 nonprofit educational institution founded by Frank and Deborah Garcia. Check out their website for more information or call 605-745-5007. The World Fossil Finder Museum, well worth seeing. Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenches, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY, Hay Spring, Shadron.
Thank you for that, Mr. Dennis Brown. I believe I forgot that at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. But thank you, Dennis. We are KBPY, Hay Spring, Shadron, as we sit at the half here. And if you're Hot Springs, you know, you look for your Shadron lock keys for the second half here. And I think, really, you shook everything off after that first Lakota Tech drive. Your defense came out, established itself a lot better. Offense did a lot better job of moving the ball on the ground. They did have an early fumble in there right at the goal line. But really, I think you can say, as Coach Kramer, you saw the adjustment you wanted to see made. And now it's just coming out here in the third quarter and finishing things off. Hot Springs is going to get the ball to start here in this second half. So we'll see. They come out, get that ground game established again, and we'll see what happens. But that's where we're at as we get ready to start the second half. We'll take our final message from Chatter Insurance. Second half action next on KBPY and chatrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome you back out here to Hot Springs. Nebraska trying to put points on the board before the end of the first half here. We'll see what the Huskers can do. But Hot Springs getting ready to come back out here. We get set for third quarter action. Joe Peters Roofing, if you think about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing in Hay Springs. East Long Boutique. Disconnect care appointment is Keith Lawn Boutique. Call 430-3686. Stop in and check out the latest in fashion. Coming up towards the conclusion of this one, we'll have our service barbershop player of the game for Hot Springs. It's going to be absolutely tough to find our player of the game. And Hot Springs has got contributions from everybody tonight. Both sides of the ball. He's got Kramer with two touchdowns, Coons with a couple of touchdown runs. You have Owen White on the defensive side of things with a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So you have contributions everywhere on this Hot Springs team. Again, Lakota tackle booted away. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm and agent Trace Brosseye. Like a good neighbor, Trace and State Farm are there. See, goodness, Trace, that's like a tongue twister. But he's there for it. That's what you need to know. Turnman standing back on the 10-yard line for Hot Springs. 49-8 as we start the third quarter. We are ready to go. 12 minutes on the clock. Our third quarter brought to you by Bryson Schaefer Law Office. One is away. And we have a flag. It's most likely going to be an offside on the 16th. Back him up 5 yards to the 35. Offside on the 16. Kind of boost this one away again. both to glue it away and to speed up. Picked off. That one squibbed on the ground. That's a knuckleball. We picked up off the bounce. Return possible. There's some daylight. That's Coons. Coons down the sideline, and he's going to be tackled by his shoestring. At the 27-yard line. Clock is running. They have a running clock on 50 points. Point four comes in and Josh DeRoe gets it. Think clock running. Fisher shotgun. That's with Garrett Mills in motion. Get right up the middle. That gives it to Morgan. As Nebraska looks like they have a touchdown right before half. Morgan makes the catch. He's a hot spring player. Throws the kicking tee off. Not in a hurry here. Back to the line of scrimmage. Down to a 10.5, third quarter, second down. Give off the left side. Won't garner much. Third down. Down and 8 here for Hot Springs. Hip right side. Got off the middle, and that's pretty close to a first down. Could be 20 on the carry with Derek Mills. They will be down to about the 12-yard line. Just outside the 10-yard line here. Nine minutes in running clock. Turn the give. Nope. Keeper this time by the quarterback. Dodges one man into the end zone. That is Grant Heil for the 12-yard touchdown run. The 12-yard run for Heil with 8:49 here to go. Third quarter makes it 55-8. So Nebraska gets a touchdown 15 seconds before half. They take the lead 17-10. Snap on the kick, the hold, the kick is no good under the crossbar with 8:49 to go in the third quarter, 55-8. We're back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRat.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
8:29 is Heil. Grant Heil gets the touchdown run from 12 yards out to make it 55-8. 8:49 to go. Third quarter brought to you by Bryce and Schaefer Law Office. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Heil booted away here. That one kind of squid, picked up, though, and taken on the near side. Is Dominic Johnson on the return. Gets out to the 36-yard line, and that's where Lakota Tech takes over. Again, we'll see a younger defense here for Osprey. Notice Jack in the huddle. Clock running down to 8 minutes here. Running clock. As it is halftime in Lincoln, 17-10 Huskers. First down and 10 here for Lakota Tech. Running clock in effect, man in motion. The snap is high. The turn to get right up the middle. And Wolf is going to be dropped for a loss of a yard on the play. He is dropped back to 34-yard line. Brings that second down and 11. Back out of the huddle. Three receivers, right? One to your side, Denise shotgun, both behind him. Half on second down. High, bobbled. Denise has to corral it. Pressure coming. Lobs it up, and it is going to be bobbled in the air and incomplete. Great job by the defender to turn and go up and try to make a play on it. Third down. And 11. Third down here for Lakota Tech. 6.5 here, third quarter. Kind of shuffle guys in and out there on that defense. Two receivers each side here for Lakota Tech. Now man in motion, far side to near is Hugo Ferguson. Snap on third down and long. Denise has a man wide open. It is caught by Sam. Sam down the sideline, and he will get into the end zone for a touchdown. Busted coverage by Hot Spring. And Janice finds Sam for the second time tonight. Comes with 5:54 in the quarter. That one for 66. I assume we'll go to deck here. We'll try the 2-point conversion they did earlier. Again, a broken coverage. Everybody for Hot Springs went to the far side of the field. And Trayton Sam was all by his lonesome on the near side, and Denise found him, and it was a foot race to the end zone. Toss to the end zone again is caught. The 2-point conversion makes it 55-16. With 5:54 to go in this third quarter. So that snaps the streak of 2, 4, 6, 8 straight Hot Spring touchdowns. Makes it 55-16 with 5:54 to go in the ball game, third quarter here, excuse me. Fisher and Coons will be back to receive for Hot Springs here. See if Lakota Tech drives any kind of trickery here. Oh, it's kind of out of this, but can you build some momentum here? You came into this not scoring a touchdown on the season. You've got three tonight. Does Lakota Tech got to work this into a little momentum? Just under 6 minutes to go down in Chadron. Cardinals lead it 22-6. They're looking to go to get the 4-0 on the season. Let's go to Tech running some players on late here on the kick team. Ken Fisher and Coons back to receive. Sounds like a good loss for him. There's the onside kick. It's bobbled, and who's going to come up with it? Lakota Tech thinks they have it. Oh, penalty flag. So it's all for none because we have an offside penalty. And we'll redo this all over again. I wondered if Lakota Tech wouldn't come with that onside kick. And the offside penalty is going to bite them here. Now they'll back it up to the 35 and kick again. ...5-16, 5:51 to go, third quarter. Wolf is up again here. And I would expect no difference. I'd expect another onside kick attempt here. Wolf the approach, and this time he'll just move it away. And Coons will pick it up off the ground and look for a running lane. Does have one on the near side. Coons down the sideline. This could be a return for a touchdown. And it will. The foot race touchdown, Coons. And Hot Springs is back on the board. Mark that one off for about 72 yards. That comes with 5:39 left in the third quarter. That makes it 61-16. Now Hot Springs doesn't have enough for the extra point team, so now we're running a player on late here. Got to watch that play clock in the backfield. Snap the hold. The kick is up. That one looks good. But, and it is 62-16, your score, with 5:39 left here to go in the third quarter. Again, halftime in Lincoln, 17-10. Nebraska leading Illinois. Illinois scored on their opening drive. Nebraska has since outscored them 17-3. Did have a touchdown reversed to an interception as well. And so Nebraska could have been comfortable at halftime. But Huskers, 17-10, they lead. And Illinois will get the ball to start the second half. Hot Springs to boot it away here. Kyle tees it up. 5:39 in the clock. We've got a running clock. Second half, the 50-point spread ends it. Lakota Tech getting the ball back, though. Hot Springs got to run a player on late here. That one away. It's going to be swept on the ground and be picked up on the far side by Wolf. Wolf looks for an alley, closes quickly, gets out across the 30, though. And looking to mark about 33-yard line. Now first down in Denver, Lakota Tech. Knocked down to 5 minutes here in this third quarter. running clock ever since he came back from halftime. Coach Dak will break the huddle here. You have Drake and Sam on the far side here. Three receivers either side. Denise in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Toss comes to the near side. That's Wolf. He's in pursuit and gets tackled at the 34-yard line. A gain of about a yard on the play. Brings up second down. So Lakota Tech's done a nice job of luring you in with that run game. A really nice job of getting you to creep up, and then boom, over the top, Denise goes. And even early on, we saw that. Those out routes down the field, Lakota Tech was able to use those, and that was kind of the area Coach Kramer tonight, not so much the run game of Lakota Tech, even though they used it early to come up with a touchdown. But you've seen what Lakota Tech's been able to do, kind of throw the ball back and forth from sideline to sideline, about 10, 15 yards down the field at a time. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Second down, clock down to 3:45. Man in motion. Snap, the toss. This time they're going to try to pass out of it. That one's left up in the air for grab. That one's going to be intercepted. Interception made. And Hot Springs will have it back. Ball on the Lakota Tech 47-yard line. Feinsauser gets the interception. The sophomore comes up with the interception on kind of a duck pass. And with 3:05 left, Hot Springs will get it back on offense. Ten Bison. Hot Springs comes out first down and ten ball almost to midfield. Beaver each side. And now we have whistles. What do we have here? Timeout, Lakota Tech. The Pierce. So Lakota Tech wants to time out with 2.5 to go here, third quarter. And get closer and closer to 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Again, the final Friday of summer. By Sunday, it'll be fall. And it might feel like fall around the area. Be awfully nice. Next week, Bison are at Rapid City Christian. Lakota Tech is at St. Thomas More. Rapid City Christian, a team that battled into the semifinals of the 11B playoffs last year, moved up to Class 11A this year. Hot Springs will face them next week. That is at Rapid City Christian out at Hart Ranch. Unfortunately, Chapman had them on the basketball schedule the last, 6 or so years, 7 years. And due to schedule conflicts, that game got dropped this year. And so Chapman won't be facing Rapid City Christian. They'll get Hot Springs this year. They get Hill City and Custer this year. They get Douglas this year. Play a lot of the Black Hills Conference schools. And it makes sense with Chatham's location so close to the state line. As we resume play after the timeout, first down and 10 for Hot Springs. Split back around the quarterback. The turn. The give. Looking on the edge. Straight up the middle. And a nice carry by Jared Morgan. Morgan's going to pick up about 5 on first down, brings up second down and 5. Knew when he was going to get hit, he made a nice job making sure to wrap up that ball with 2 hands, 2 arms. Players swapping in and out here. Second down and 5, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Second down. And in motion. bearing the give right up the middle. Bull breaking through, and off to the races is Derek Mills. Mills for the 20, 15, and he's dropped at the 15-yard line. Mills down to the 15 with a minute 25 in the third quarter. Now Hot Springs inside the red zone, looking to close this one out. Touchdown again would end it by the 50-point mark. Don't even need the extra point. Miles goes under center eye formation behind him. The snap, the turn, the give right up the middle, and Morgan is dropped immediately. Nice job, defensive side there. That is Olin, three-star, shot in from the edge there and drops Morgan right away, right at the line of scrimmage. 38 seconds left in this third quarter. And now the official comes in. We have an official timeout. Now we're ready to play on second down and 10. Miles, beginning the I formation. Turn the give right up the middle. The dive play goes to Mills. Mills captured from behind, a little bit of a push, down to about the 11 or 12. Javrin stays unbeaten. They beat Gothenburg 22-6. And we have come to the end of the third, 62-16. Dyson Austin on the doorstep. Close this one out, fourth quarter, when we come back on KBTY and ChadRad.com.
Fall is a good time to take on those do-it-yourself tasks that you've been putting off all summer. And the best place to start those projects is at Ace Hardware in Hot Springs. You know, other than the great selection of hardware and paint, they also have an eye-catching home decor department, and the staff, just great. Now that's the kind of backup that most of us do-it-yourselvers need, and we sure appreciate Hot Springs Ace Hardware backing up our KBPY broadcast of Friday Night Bison Football.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is KBPY Hay Springs Chadron.
Hot Springs opponent next week, Rapid City Christian on top of Chamberlain, 46-8 right now. Meanwhile, here Bison with a third down and 5 at the 11-yard line, trying to punch it in here. Currently a 46-point lead. Would need a touchdown to end of the field goal. Wouldn't do it. Here's Heil under center. Sends the man in motion. The turn is on. Set up field. And Mills, I don't know that he's going to get the first down. So it's going to be fourth and short here. As we launch into the fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western, Westfield's Hymns. Fourth down, Hot Springs needs to keep this drive going. We'll see what the Bison can do here. Ball on the 6-yard line. Fourth down and a yard, a long yard. Can Hot Springs pick up one? Kyle under center. Sends a man in motion, the turn, the toss, the gun up the field. Mills is going to have enough for a first down, it appears. Gets down to the 3-yard line, or at least looks like from the officials here. So first and goal from the 3, you're going to have four chances here to punch it in the end zone. So Bison have first and goal. not bring, spread them out. Offset eye. Miles, straightforward. He is in, touchdown ball game. Kyle gets the 2-yard touchdown run. And that'll do it with 10:26 here in the fourth quarter. That run for Heil puts the cap on this one. Your final score, 68-16. Dennis Brown, why don't you text me when you're ready to move into the postgame show, and we will have your postgame show next on KBPY and ChadRat.com.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
The Fall River County Herald Star provides sports coverage for all three Fall River County high schools, including the Hot Springs Bison, Edgemont Moguls, and Ulrich's Tigers. They combine the 230-plus year histories of the Hot Springs Star and the Edgemont Herald Tribune to be the only newspaper for all of Fall River County. Pick up a copy each week on newsstands at all gas stations and grocery stores in Hot Springs, or subscribe to have one mailed to you each week for just $50 a year. E-edition subscriptions are available at $25 a year. Call 605-745-3930.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
For the Fit 7 postgame show, Hot Springs Bulls at home by 68-16 over Lakota Tech. They get to 3-2 on the season. Lakota Tech is now 0-4. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. They're open 7 days a week. Lakota Tech struck first, and then Hot Springs took control of this one by scoring 8-3. Then Lakota Tech stuck a touchdown in there halfway through the third, and Coon touchdown late third, early Ohio touchdown in the early fourth. Closes this one out as the game ends by Murphy Pool. This, again, is the Fit 7 postgame show from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. To step aside. And we'll run some scoring next year on KBCY and ChadRat.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back down here to Hot Springs, the Fit 7 post game show. Scoring went like this. Lakota Tech got on the board first in this one. Tonight's quarterback, Kenyon, found wide out. Straight to Sam, 17 down. Just 41 seconds in the ballgame. Lakota Tech actually led 8-0, but it took 21 seconds. Connor Kramer, the first of two touchdown runs tonight, 6 yards out. 2 points was good. We were tied at 8, and then again, the Hot Springs came in. And quarterback Kyle Fisher scored on a 2-yard run 6 minutes later to make it 14-0. And then it was Hunter Coons, an 8-yard run, 111 left in the first. 2 points was good to make it 21-0. Then we get clear to the middle of the second quarter. Four Coons found the end zone again. 2-yard run to expand that Hot Springs lead. And Owen White, the defensive lineman, covered a fumble in the end zone. Touchdown, 4:52 to go before halftime. And that lead just blossomed. Then it was Kramer again, 2:52 before half, a 15-yard run, and then we got to half on a triple run to 2-yard run right before half. Came out third quarter. They put the back just in, and it was Grant Heil, a 12-yard run. Put Hot Springs over the half 100 mark. And then Denise again found Sam, great Sam, second time tonight. Cut that deficit down to 6-5-6. And then finishing it off, Coons again, touchdown, kickoff return for touchdown. Gunnar Heil again, a 2-yard run to post. And that's your scoring. We'll take a break. More of the post game show next on KDTY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Must be backed out one more time to Woodward Field. Hans Frank Bison gets the win tonight, 68-16. This is 3-2 on the season. They are at Rapid City Christian. Take on the Comets next week. Lakota Tech, meanwhile, they are at St. Thomas More and will tangle with the Cavaliers. Next week, we have a volleyball-football doubleheader on Friday. And Springs and County Stuff will have that for you on KBCY. Volleyball first, followed by the football game. Thanks to Dennis Brown back at our KBPY studios. Thanks for everybody up here in Hot Springs, the businesses who made our broadcast possible, and the hospitality we received from everybody up here in the booth tonight. For Dennis Brown back at KBPY studios, I'm Jeremy Anderson. This has been High School Football on KBPY. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend in the fall, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of feet go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Now she's moving all around the
sight. But I know that she cannot see me hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
Come mercy. should have gotten out of bed.
Getting your workday started right.
I'm very aroused.
With classic hits, KBPY.
Moving into tonight with partly cloudy skies and a low right around 52 degrees. Breezy west winds will pick up from this afternoon. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Those gusts will stay as high as 35 through tomorrow with much cooler highs, about 67 degrees with sunny skies. Cloudy overnight, though, with cold lows around 43. Sunday, chance of sprinkles in the morning. After that, sunny, the high in the upper 60s.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it hope until you died? Till you died, but are you still alive? And I'm here to remind you of the mess.
Someone